Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
It's a party. Come on, it's Christmas Eve. Lighten up a little.
What are you doing, dear?
I'm waiting for Santa Claus.
Remember how I was toying with the notion of suspending the Christmas bonuses?
You didn't. Well, of all the cheap, lousy ways to save a buck.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business. Getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year.
Now, what would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you. Whatever I want, my mother will get for me. If it's sensible and doesn't cost too much, of course.
I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that. What is it you want? Real estate.
We're gonna have the happiest Christmas. Happiest Christmas. Spinning Crosby Tap Dance with Danny Gay.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Welcome to a Cheese Please Christmas. Here's Snarf Dude and Moondog.
Merry Christmas, warm fuzzy feelings, and all that other crap.
Yeah, and it's Happy New Year almost, too. It's Snarf Dude.
And I'm the Moondog.
And welcome to a Cheese Please Christmas.
Boy, I can't believe it, man. This is our first Christmas together for Cheese Please.
Isn't that nice?
What'd you get me?
I can't say on the air.
Is her name Sally?
No. I can't say. It's just one of those things, you see. But, someone's coming in.
Special guest?
Oh, yeah, it's Laverne.
There's just too much holiday cheer going on out in that room.
Uh-oh. Laverne, it's been a while.
How are you doing, Laverne?
Hey.
I want to hide in here with you guys.
Why?
Because Uncle Skeeter keeps following me around and pinching me on the butt.
What's with him? He's getting a little too much to drink or what?
He's been into the punch, I think.
Oh.
There's two bowls of punch out there, by the way, alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
Oh, that's good.
I think we know which one he's been dipping into.
I think so.
I don't know what he's drinking, but I'm telling you, I'm not sitting on his knee and telling him what I want for Christmas.
Did he try to do the Santa Claus thing with you?
Oh,
don't feel bad. He did the same thing with me. It's
he
cool.
did that with you?
Oh, man.
Oh.
You feel left out, Snarf, too?
Yeah. I'm sorry, you know? Trust me,
you're not missing anything. It's
okay.
It's kind of creepy.
In the spirit of Christmas.
Uncle Skeeter. Woo!
Well,
he's
maybe
an animal.
Yeah, I know. Well, the whole gang's all here, you
That's
know?
Right.
Uncle Skeeter's outside the pit. Billy
Laverne's
Bob's
right here.
Laverne's here. Billy Bob's around somewhere.
It's a historic first, actually, today on Cheese Please.
Yeah.
Billy Bob is going to be dropping by a little later on.
Well, we hope.
Well,
we can't say for sure this time.
If we get enough punch into him, I think we can get him to do anything.
Okay.
But, of course, as usual, we have a great selection of cheesified Christmas music.
Oh, you're not kidding. Lots of celebrities coming up shortly.
Yeah. Walter Brennan.
Oh, there's a celebrity for you. And the Crypt Keeper from Tales of the Crypt.
That's going to be interesting. And Max Headroom, there's a guy we haven't heard from in about, 15 years.
Yeah, really?
Should be interesting. What are we going to kick off with?
We're going to kick off with a punk band doing
Woo-hoo!
I Want an Alien for Christmas, the group Fountains of Wayne, right here on Cheese, Please.
This year for Christmas, there's something I'd really like. So if you're up there somewhere, Santa, please don't bring me another bike. I don't need any ugly sweaters, and I don't play much basketball. But there's something kind of special that I want most of all. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year. He can live in the bathtub, so don't worry about a thing. And I'll take him out for walks when it gets nicer in the spring. I'll always keep him company, he'll never be alone. The twilight zone. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year. We'll be right back.
Unwrap this. It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Elfie the elf and Santa himself will be around on Christmas Eve. Elfie the elf will load every shelf with gifts for children who believe. Elf is always working up in his North Pole shop, making lots of toys for little girls and boys. Elfie the elf and Santa himself will be around on Christmas Eve.
Donner and Vixen, Comet and Prancer, soon will be hitched to Santa's sleigh. Dasher and Blitzen, Cupid and Dancer, soon will be coming down your way.
Elfie the elf and Santa himself will be around on Christmas Eve. Santa himself will call to see your Christmas tree.
You better be sleeping, Elfie the Elf.
Brings luck and good health
to every single family. And don't you be peeking,
Elf is never shirking. He doesn't seem to stop
fixing all the things that Santa always brings. And Santa himself will be around on Christmas Eve.
Elf is always working up in his North Pole shop, making lots of toys for little girls and little boys.
Elfie the elf and Santa himself will be around on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Snarf, dude, that was Elfie the Elf by Woody Woodell. That's one of my favorite Christmas songs. Where did you find that?
Somewhere in the North Pole, maybe?
You're so full of it. Oh. That's nobody's favorite Christmas song. Come on, you can't fool me.
Well, it's worth trying, you know? I can't blame her. Snarf Dude here.
And Moondog.
Along with...
Laverne.
Staying away from Uncle Skeeter,
yeah,
apparently.
She's really creeped out by Uncle Skeeter, and I can understand
and
why.
And I think I saw Billy Bob lurking in a corner with a large something in his hand.
Ooh, lurking, that's a good
a
word for
something.
Billy Bob.
Do we really want to...
This is not a salami, perhaps?
Now, it didn't. It's not any kind of firearm, was it?
It wasn't a firearm,
ooh,
but
worried.
Sometimes when it gets into the punch, yeehaw!
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
You just never know.
Oh
no, but we're.
I'm staying away from the punch. Do you have anything else to drink in here?
Laverne, I have some eggnog right here that you might want to try.
Non-alcoholic, right?
Oh, non-alcoholic. Sure, yes, yes.
Sure. I'd love to try your eggnog.
Yeah,
there's a good idea.
Here you go. It's in this little silver flask.
Thanks.
Have a drink.
Thanks.
Oh, no, you can pull anything over, Laverne.
Hey,
okay.
Snarf Dude.
What?
You might be getting some this Christmas. Oh,
really? Well, you know, okay, we'll talk later.
Anyway, we can get back to the music.
Yeah. Here's something that's rather unusual. Back in the mid-70s, there was a big, you know, the whole Jaws movie craze.
Oh, I heard of that. Jaws 3 was the best.
Yeah, well, Jaws 1, 1975.
Oh, that was that. Spielberg made that one, right?
Yeah.
Horse
well,
crap.
Well, the whole big hype and everything else, a group by the name of Homemade Theater came up with a sort of a radio play type thing called Santa Jaws.
Interesting.
And we'll play part two a little later on in the show. But right now, let's start it off with the whole concept of, I'm just going to play it. Put it that way. Right here on Cheese, Please.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all round the beach not a creature was stirring, not even a leech. The stockings were hung by the boathouse with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. For Daddy had taken us down to the shore to spend Christmas Eve with the family once more. And while Mother and Father lay snug in their bed, my girlfriend and I went down to the shed. We took off our clothes and peeled to the skin and jumped in the water for a midwinter swim. When out of the darkness she let out a hoot. I just saw a shark in a Santa Claus suit. Then the silence was broken by a terrible din. Jingle bells ringing on a circling fin. We swam and we swam to get out of its reach till we thought we were finally safe on the beach. When what to our wondrous eyes should appear but a jolly white shark who ate tiny reindeer. Oh, Dasher. Oh, Dancer. Oh, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, Comet, Cupid, Prancer and Vixen. One reindeer was left to pull the great sled. Cute little Rudolph, with his nose so red. And then the monster looked at us, and it really was weird. A great white shark with a great white beard. His teeth, how they glistened. With his fins on his belly, he laughed, ho, 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 like 6 tons of jelly. Well, we ran to the house and tried to get in, but the doorway was blocked by the shark's giant fin. His jaws opened wide to bite off my head. But from deep down inside, a voice quietly said,
I'm not so bad. I'm really quite good. But with all those movies, I'm just misunderstood. My Yule wish for men is goodwill and peace. And all I want for Christmas is my 2 front teeth.
And we heard him exclaim as he swam out of sight,
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good bite.
You better not float, you better not swim, you better not float, cause your chances are slim. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh boy. Makes me really want to start swimming around in the ocean around Christmas time.
Santa's appetite there sounded just like Billy Bob at the snack table.
Earlier. I don't know what to say to that.
I don't want to be around him later.
Snarfdude here.
And Moondog.
Along with
Laverne, and that's good eggnog there,
Moondog.
I want some more.
I just refilled the flask.
Cool. Yeah. All right. She sort of likes that.
You're having a good time tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And this is Cheese Please, the Cheese Please Christmas, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it's the warm and fuzzy Christmas
special. Oh, gosh.
I love you, Snarf, dude.
Oh, well, thank you.
What'd you get me for Christmas, man? You better not have shafted me.
Oh, no. Okay.
I got you that autographed Tammy Faye Baker.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me now? It's not Christmas yet.
Well, I had to tell the listeners.
Okay, fine.
Show you up in front of everybody.
Yeah, well, fine. Coming up, a lot of celebrities next segment. Nothing says Christmas better than the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my God.
And Max Headroom.
Yes.
And Joe Pesci.
The Joe Pesci one I'm particularly looking forward to.
Well, we had to do a little special editing for the Joe Pesci one. He likes to say that particular word quite often.
And the best thing, actually, about this whole first hour of our Christmas special, Billy Bob is finally going to get behind the mic.
It's about time.
We convinced him. We got enough punch in him, and he's going to kick back with us.
At some point.
Yeah. We don't know exactly when. You can't really, time your watch by him. But
exactly. But for now, though, we'll be right back.